just telling you right now, if I get fucking killed, don't put that shit on Dead in Hip Hop. Don't post that shit on your fucking Twitter. Don't put no videos of me dying nowhere. Just understand that I'm fucking dead. I'm not coming back. He said, shit, I put the pistol on your partner, make him pissing on himself. Get your girl some pissy drunk, make her throw up on herself. When I send her back, teaching her goo up on her breath. Tell me that shit one hot. That shit was hot. I was like, okay. Welcome to another Dead in Hip Hop album review, sponsored by Zomba. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Zomba. It's a brand new platform. You get unlimited streaming for all of you new artists and podcasters. So if you have a show, if you have new music, any type of genre, make sure you go set up an account with them, because you can get your music out there to the world. You can also get it to influential people like ourselves, and we help curate playlists to get you out there. So make sure you go check out Zomba today. Go sign up and create an account. Back to the review. Dead in Hip Hop, Gucci Mane, sponsored by Zomba. Gucci Mane, everybody looking, man. Look,
hey, hold on. Good. First of all, everybody, don't come with that. Don't come with that. Y'all can review this, but y'all can't. Shit, y'all been leaving in the comment section. Y'all kill that noise. Go ahead, people.
That's all you got? Man, invite them motherfuckers to suck your dick. Tell them, kid. We old school. That's what we used to do back then. Suck my dick.
Look, that's the hype side. We can be the calm side.
Look.
This is the first Gucci project we touch. Mike is kind of scared of Gucci, so I really don't know what the hell
you're doing. Oh, like I'm the only one.
Look, man, Gucci been away for a minute. He came back, lost the beer belly and everything. Looked like a brand new man. People thought he was a clone. I didn't know what to expect, but that first weekend that Gucci was out, what was it, Memorial Day weekend? They got let out. Well, he recorded like 4 tracks that same night, and like by the next day he had the first one out, first day out the feds. Yo, I was like, okay, Gucci, I see you. And I think the thing that really surprised me on this, I was like, damn, Mike Will just said, I ain't working with nobody until Gucci come out. And God, damn.
Him and Zaytoven,
they're all over this project. And I'll tell you this, bro. Mike Will, the beats he came with on this shit, bump in the whip music. 100% certified bump in the whip music. First Day Out the Feds is such a bouncy, old school, like South sounding track. You know, obviously 2016 version, Mike Will made it, but yo, so fucking dope. So fucking dope. And artists like Gucci, man, look, I'm not a fan of Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Everybody's a fan of Gucci. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all could be a fan of Gucci.
Everybody's a fan of Gucci.
In the afterlife.
Maybe.
You gonna be in heaven bumping Gucci.
I bump Gucci now. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't have to be a fan to bump you now. I ain't like that. But Gucci makes songs that definitely bump in the whip. Gucci makes songs that I fuck with. But artists like this, typically, beginning to end, a whole project, I'm just like, okay, I can't do it. So I definitely have favorites on this bitch. Way Back, dope to me. The dopest track on here for me, by far, not even close. I play this shit 4 to 10 times a day, guaranteed. Pussy Print. That shit need to be in every motherfucking strip club.
No.
Yes, that
well,
shit is hard.
I'm not gonna disagree with that, but that's your
okay.
favorite
that's
one.
That's my favorite one.
The whole album?
Yes, I'm stuck on
Pussy
that.
Pussy Print.
The beat, I love that beat. Like, that shit hits. I like Kanye on there.
Kanye.
Hey, in 2016, Kanye been on the street for me. For me personally.
That every ended.
Well, how the hell do you like Kanye on Schoolboy, but you don't like Kanye on this?
Because he's bad on this.
Get out of here.
He's better than he was on Schoolboy.
Get out of here. Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he was.
He's better on this than he was on Schoolboy. He had a rough start on that verse, but the way he ended the verse was actually kind of dope. Mm-hmm.
Pop Music, another dope track. I fuck with that. I thought it was interesting that he put a track on here called Rock. and he really chronicled how he got robbed. Artists typically in this lane, they don't, you know, they don't talk about shit.
He had a lot of time to think about shit.
He did. Yeah, he did. Richest Niggas in the Rooms, I fuck with that. First Day Out the Feds, man. When that song came out and I saw the video, I was like, you know what? I'm fucking with Gucci right now. I'm fucking with him. You know, cause
you should have always been fucking with Gucci.
Mm-hmm. He is in this shit with such a serious look on his face.
Gucci has always been an interesting character to me. A couple of years ago, when he was locked up, I think he put out like 13 mixtapes or 14?
Yeah.
Man, I remember at the end of the year, because I was just so interested in like Gucci and this like band of people that's behind him. Dog, I listened to, and some of you guys that follow me on Twitter and stuff, you guys will remember this. I listened to every single tape that he dropped.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Every single one that he dropped that year. Because, you know, it was like, what is this infatuation with Gucci, man? It was at that time that Young Thug was, he did one with Young Thug or something like that. And I remember calling Yo, asking him about Young Thug, and then Young Thug, of course, popped off. The thing about Gucci and is that when you look at the song All My Children, if you really think about it, like, this dude has his hand in a lot of artists that and producers in Atlanta that pop off. Young Thug, Say Tovin, Metro Boomin, Migos, like all these people, man, are people that kind of basically go through him. And then from there, they just pop off. Like, this is not anything that I haven't heard before. It's probably not anything that a lot of people haven't heard before, because, you know, he's been working with these type of producers before as well. So it's not anything new. I think the thing about it is that he recorded in his days. He wrote most of it in jail. He's definitely talking about, you know, things differently because it's fresh, it's newer. Most of the stuff that he was dropping before was just stuff that he had already recorded, like a hard drive. There's like 2,000 songs on hard drives and stuff. So, you know, I don't ever walk out of a Gucci project saying like, yo, that shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? I think the music that Zaytoven, Metro Boomin, Mike Will put on here was good. Like, when it opened up with No Sleep, and I think No Sleep was the intro. I love the way like he flowed on that one. It was kind of really, really aggressive. Then I Do Ya, Back on Road was, no. Man, Kanye on this, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Man,
as soon as he started rapping, I just started laughing for whatever reason. Kanye gone, y'all. Y'all not getting y'all Kanye back. But, you know, after that, it just kind of, you know, it was cool.
I feel like you're skirting around the elephant in the room. Did you enjoy her? Did you
right. Yeah. I fucks with Gucci, man. I like you.
We know you fuck with Gucci, man. Look,
yeah. What you trying to say, Ron?
Did you like the album? You've
been talking for 15 minutes.
You've been here.
I did like it. I'm not gonna say here and say this was like my favorite shit from Gucci, but you know, I don't think I have like a really favorite album of Gucci. It's just like you listen to Gucci, be like, all right, that's cool. There were some songs I could have did without, but overall, I think the project was I was cool with the project.
Yeah, man. I mean, I fuck with this album. I'm gonna be honest though, like, of course, I wasn't like jumping like, oh man, you know, new Gucci project, because, you know, let's be honest, he really like oversaturated. I think that's my only issue with Gucci as far as he just oversaturates himself with like mixtapes after mixtapes, because this is actually the first album, like a first album that I sat down listening to Gucci since the, was that Roderick Davis versus the State, mm-hmm. and I listened to Trap House and Back to the Trap House and Trapathon, which are all official albums. So I've never really gotten into the mixtapes. I never listened to the BATL and the V-Net. Yeah, I know. See, it's just like, it's just so much Gucci Mane music out there. So for this being an official album, I was like, I thought it was a mixtape. But then when I saw it was an official album, I was like, all right, cool. Let's, you know, we was reviewing. I'm like, cool, get this a listen. And it's pretty much, Gucci is just cut dry. It's just like, he's like one of those, like I said earlier, like a Master P, where they gonna give you straight gutter street lyrics. You know, Benny C gonna give it to you real. Like, it's like I put him in like in that kind of like that real street, no studio gangster type of artist. And for him to like with Fifo too, I was gonna mention that too. I do think, as far as all his albums that I listen to from, this is my first time of him being really introspective and storytelling. Like I said, Robbed and Richest Niggas in the Room. That's one of my favorites. I love that beat. It's so like dark and menacing. I love it. But yeah, and Mike Will and Zaytoven, I don't know if they just had like a oompa inspiration or they was like, yo, we gotta get Gucci back on. They crafted some dope ass trap beats for Gucci on this album, man. I was like, wow. Like for Mike Will, as big as Mike Will is, and for him to stop what he's doing to like make sure he make this album sound right for Gucci, I thought it was really interesting, man. And it was dope how the production really made me like this album more than I originally did. It seemed like Gucci is, I guess he seems very happy now that he's not a drug addict, because he's mentioned it on plenty of these songs. They take that devil juice away from me because he's not drinking no more, and he's, and you know, you see how slim he and slim and fit he was in the interview and stuff. So whatever he's doing to get his life back together, I think it's good to see that, and it shows in the music, because if you listen to some of his older albums, you can tell, like even the way he rap and how he sounds.
Most of it is, slurring, styling, on the drums,
so
stuff
this,
like that, yeah.
You can tell, I'm not coming to Gucci like, oh man, did you hear that bar he just spit? I'm like I said, he just cut, dry, clear rapper that's going to give it to you straight, give it to you real, and I can just tell the way he's rhyming, I'm like, okay, he does sound... like
hopefully Wayne takes some notes.
For real, because he sounded more focused than of his previous albums that I've heard ever. I fuck with the beats, like that Pussy Print. Like when I first heard that, I'm like, this, I can hear this being repeated in strip club, but it ain't my favorite though. Like I said, now my favorites is Richest Nigga in the Room, Pop Music is definitely one of my favorites as well. Way Back. I think at first I didn't like the hook, but then you know, I find it funny. I mean, it's cool how he wanted to prefer a Zay track over a Dre track.
I like how he flowed on that one too.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice album, man. Like it was, I wasn't listening to this like, oh my god, because like I said, I know what to expect from Gucci Mane. Like I know he's gonna be giving it to me straight raw from the streets of, you know, not really from the streets, because now he's rapping about when he used
his success.
Yeah, his success coming from that. So. But yeah, I fuck with this album, y'all. ain't no be no questioning with me. Y'all know I'm gonna get that shit to y'all straight. Alright?
This is the first Gucci album I've ever listened to.
Really?
But this is the first full project I've ever heard outside of BTL.
Oh, okay, yeah, you did listen to BTL.
Like, yeah, I love BTL. BTL was good. But then I heard some songs after that and I was just like, listening to this, I do get the appeal of Gucci. I do. But it's like, just like y'all were saying, this sounds like another Gucci project, except for it just sounds like he's coherent. Mm. You know, he's clear, he's pronouncing his words. Mm-hmm. Before, I couldn't understand anything that came out of this dude's mouth. Whether he was talking or rapping, I was just like, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm sure it's real.
That's it's real.
But listening to this, I totally get it. The beats are loud and they hit, you know.
Southern boom
and then,
shit.
Yeah, the Southern boom shit. And then he's catchy. That's the thing. It's like when I got to Way Back, I was like, okay, I fucking get it. White on White, Made Back, I call it Payback. I was like, okay, I get it. It gets in your head, it gets stuck, cool. But, you know, this stuff isn't for me. And the thing about it is, it's not like I'm shitting on Gucci. This music subgenre in general is just not my thing. It's not. The thing about it is, I could put this on, but it would really only be like as a joke. Like, it's not like I'll be listening to this and be like, damn, this shit. God damn, why don't I like? No. Yeah. But I mean, there were some bars on here. There were some moments on here.
What we got?
Yeah, I know, guy.
I make all the money, bitch. Don't ask me who I'm voting for. I got all the presidents.
Right.
I put the pistol on your partner, make him pissing on himself. Get your girl some pissy junk, make her throw up on herself. When I send her back, teaching her, I'm goo up on her breath. Tell me that shit one hot. That shit was hot. I was like, okay, I get it. But for the most part, it was just kind of like stream of conscious, nonsensical, silly shit. But he sounds good on a beat. But I'll tell you, my favorite song was Goo Up Home. And it was because of Young Thug. You know what? I want to listen to a Young Thug project now. I've never listened to a full Young Thug project. I have a really weird relationship with Young Thug. It's like, I don't like his music, but I'm still attracted to his music for some reason.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what everybody
it's like, yeah. It's like that ugly chick at the club with the fucked up teeth and the weird bridge on her nose, but you're like, damn, she still, you know?
She that dope.
I still, yeah, she's something about her. And he had the hottest line on the whole album. He said, my teeth white like toilet tissue.
That's white, ain't it?
That's white.
You know what I'm saying?
Toilet tissue? Yeah, toilet tissue. I could definitely put this on and not be annoyed. I feel like an album like this, it's weird because Gucci in real life to me is kind of terrifying. Gucci on album, I think is just really entertaining. And I put his album on, I'm just like, okay, this is fun. But I don't see when I would have the desire to put this on again. But it's like, I think once you get to that point where you understand what certain rappers are for, you understand like, okay, Gucci's not here to make you think about social issues.
Right. Yeah.
Gucci's not here to be like, damn, that bar was so deep, let me deconstruct it. Right. He's here to have fun, make fun hip hop, and that's it. Make fun rap music, that's all. Trap, rap, whatever. But like, once you understand his place in the game, it's just like, okay, that's what Gucci does, that's what Gucci is.
Yeah, real interesting, I wanna get in here real quick, cause I know we gotta wrap up, but what you said is about his place, and I think about my first introduction to Gucci and Jeezy and all the other stuff, because I really wasn't rocking with it, but the guys that I hung around with who were from Atlanta, who grew up here, and we would go out and go to the clubs, guess what we playing?
Yeah.
Gucci and Jeezy. And sitting in that car, you know, not really wanting to listen to it because I didn't rock with it, but just being in that environment and looking at the dudes and everything, I was like, oh, okay, I get it, I understand it. And that's, especially if you're in Atlanta, that's what Gucci is for.
Gucci, if you're watching, great album. I definitely enjoyed it. Now that you're back home, man, me personally, I don't necessarily want to see all of the mixtapes and all of that because I don't want you to kind of lose that drive and that focus and things to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to completely flood the market like you once did. I feel like you should make people want you a little bit more. Now I know you got this project with Drake coming out, that's dope. I'm just saying don't give me like 7 more before the end of the year.
Yeah, I fucks with you, man. I don't know, the realness of you and everything that you do, like, man, you work hard, you put out a lot of projects and stuff like that. There's definitely a interesting appeal to you and your work ethic and just overall the things that you do outside of the other stuff that you do that tends to get you in trouble. I definitely, going back to this project, I enjoy this project. I've listened to everything you put out, interestingly enough. But yeah, I think this was good to hear you put this out, to hear it sounds focused. Overall, man, yeah, man, it was definitely an enjoyable listen, and hopefully you'll stay out this time.
Like I said, I've always been interested in more so your albums, per se, than your mixtapes, but for you to do what you're doing independently and still, you know, being successful as you are, I think that's dope as hell. Like, that says a lot about your music and your fan base that who appreciates your music.
If you're watching Gucci, I love you, man, Burr.
Guap, yeah. All that.
Guap all day. Yeah. That's it, man.